It is time to shine the community spotlight once again, and we're doing so on Orion Nielsen, who is a student who will be starting her post-secondary education next year in September, and she has won two pretty prestigious awards here and two great scholarships. Orion, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
Now, you went to PDCI, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and you just graduated.
Yep.
Excellent. And want to talk about these two scholarships that you have won. The first one, have to bring this up, of course. It's from MBC Media, our parent company as well, the My Community First Scholarship. And tell us a little bit about this, how you heard about it, and how you applied.
Yeah, it was actually my mom got into the habit of sending me links online for all sorts of scholarships. I have no idea where she found them. I think she found some that weren't even from our region. And I was like, okay, mom. but yeah, I saw it and I was just, it seemed really like the type of scholarship for me and type of something I could write about. I feel like very strongly connected to Perth and this area.
Your audio submission really played to that. It really spoke about how important the community is to you and has been to you as you've grown up, right?
Yeah, so I've born and raised in Perth, and I'm pretty proud of that fact. My small little town, it's growing a lot, but yeah, and then I've done a lot of different work in the community, different camps, and working at the library has been really big as well. Just seeing a whole different part of it and being, it felt like a really central community's place as well. And I just felt a lot of love for this place, and it was actually really great just to be able to express that, even, and the fact that I got acknowledgement for that as well was great, but it just felt really nice to have that opportunity to be able to sit down and think about everything I love about this town.
It's really neat because the two scholarships that we're talking about here, they're quite different. One of them, as you just mentioned, you get to talk about the town. Your submission was fantastic, by the way.
Thank you.
Listened to it and we played some clips on the air as well. But the other one that you've been awarded is from the Tay Valley Historical Society, and they do their history scholarship every single year.
Yeah.
And, you know, I read your essays as well that you submitted for this, and you certainly do love history. You just have a natural curiosity about it.
Yeah, it was not always like that. I definitely wrote that, I think, in the beginning of my first essay. I found history class really boring when I was younger, but as I grew up and I started to become familiar with different parts of history, I realized there was a lot more to it, and I started to become fascinated with how different people lived, and it was kind of world opening for me because I was very used to this small town, very happy with this, and then you look into a history book and everything gets so much bigger.
Absolutely. And then you learn, you know, history is so vital in teaching us how we got to where we are right now.
Yeah, it really is.
And you are certainly going into the right line of education when it comes to that love of history, because you are headed off to Trent this fall and you will be pursuing a degree in honors archaeology.
Yeah, I am so excited about that. Yeah, that started actually when I was in grade 10. It's one of the few like moments of my life that I can remember really, really clearly. I was sitting in the back of the library garden, and it was in the middle of COVID, and so everything just felt kind of crazy then, and everyone was like, oh yeah, you're living through history right now. And I was like, wow, this kind of sucks, actually. This is really unfortunate.
Yeah.
And everything on the news that I saw was just really got me down.
It was heavy.
Yeah, it was
a lot to take.
But my dad had gotten in the habit of sending me articles about archaeologists. And so he sent me one, and I think it was about a Viking ship in Norway. And I just had a moment where I was like, wait, I can do this. It was pretty much as simple as that. This is something that brought me joy amidst everything else seeming kind of crazy. And it was something totally possible. And the more I thought about it, the more it fit into everything I wanted to do with the rest of my life. And I've kind of stuck with it since.
It's so cool. It really is, because, I mean, you're embarking on this new journey. And I could say, what types of archaeology do you want to get into? But like any other education, you're going to be introduced to so many different things.
Yeah, exactly.
As you go through it. So this is such an exciting time for you.
Yeah, it really is. I do really love the Inca right now. But yeah, everything about all different spots of archaeology, I can't even comprehend having to focus right now. I'm just really excited to go to school and have the opportunity to learn about so many different things. And it's just so exciting to, because I listen to archaeology podcasts while I work and stuff. And then I get to think about the fact I'm going to be learning from firsthand from professionals. It just gets me so excited. I can't wait, honestly.
That is so good to hear. It is so I'm excited for you. Like, I mean, you're smiling ear to ear, and I can't help but smile too, because you're just beaming with this positive energy. In the last couple seconds that we have here, it takes a lot of people to get to this point in your life. You must have a great support system.
Yeah, I really do. Both my parents are awesome. Like I mentioned, they love sending me articles. They've been so great. Also, my French teacher at PDCI is just wonderful. Lori Stewart, she knows how much I love her. Yeah, just with like everything academic. I have a couple community mentors as well. Bonita Ford, she's a wonderful woman. And everyone at the library too. And I think that's one of the things I love about being in the small town is I can just think about every aspect of my life. And I know people that I've met just now or who have known me since I was, longer than I can remember. Mm-hmm. And they've just always been there for me.
That's awesome.
And I love it.
I can totally understand that. So once again, two scholarships that you've won here, the 2024 Tay Valley History Scholarship, and of course from MBC, the Community First Scholarship, and congratulations on both of those. That's going to help quite a bit, I'm sure, because
yeah, it will.
I'm imagining an archaeology degree isn't cheap, so anything like this will certainly help.
Yeah, it really will. I'm really, really thankful for it.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, here, I'm going to do this right now. Here is $500 from Thank my Broadcasting Corporation. Thank you so much, Corporation. Bob. You're very welcome.
I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to present you that on behalf of our president, John Paul, and everybody here at MBC Media. We're so pleased that you got this award, and so well-deserved. It's been a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you so much, Bob.
Our guest today, Oriah Nielsen, of course, taking home two scholarships. She's moving on to study archaeology, and I'm pretty jealous. Okay. Ryan, thanks again.
Thank you.
I'm Bob Perot. Thanks so much for listening.